Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. And joining me in the studio today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Steven Rue.
Ooh, Steven.
And we got a lot going on in Destiny. Check this out. Start deleting everything year one because we're going to talk about collections. And Bungie is saying a lot of stuff about that. We're also going to talk about the Crucible update. And raid layers are right around the corner July 17th along with a bunch of other goodies. Let's get right into it. Collections. Everybody's been asking about it. The most asked question was, can we start deleting stuff? The answer is yes. Anything you've deleted since, I want to get the, it was May, some, I think May 8th.
May 8th.
Everything since May 8th, it's going to be in your collections. You don't got to worry about it.
Awesome.
So get rid of all that planet-specific gear. It's all good to go. This is good news, right, guys?
This is crazy. This is the thing that Destiny 1, we talked about, you know, when exotics, you remember not being able to do that with exotics?
Yep.
And then when that came out, you're like, yes, finally this is happening to, is it legendaries and what else have they, or have they really talked
about?
Well,
we already have exotics.
Everything but consumables.
Right.
Yep.
So that is awesome. That's really good.
Yeah. Armor can be purchased again from vendors soon in update 1.2.3.
Yep.
So that was another update about the collectible items.
Yeah.
So that's like your Iron Banner armor and your trial. Well, not trials. Iron Banner is a better example. So you're going to be able to buy that armor again. It was like a limited time thing. But what items from year one inventory will collections track? Good news. Collections include any weapon, armor piece, ghost ship, sparrow, emblem, or shader available in year one of Destiny 2. If you had dismantled an item prior to May 8th, it will not be available within your collections.
Orders rejoice.
Yes. So this is actually really good news. It means like we can get rid of all the junk, all your one-star rated weapons.
Yeah.
Get them out of your vault if you need that space, especially with the Solstice of Heroes coming right around the corner.
And so it was funny when we were talking about hearing that. To me, I was always under the impression that if they ended up doing that, you know, it was still nice to have a vault increase because it's going to be 500 slots now.
But you're not going to need all those slots.
Well, but when Random Rolls comes out.
About that.
From a testing standpoint, still beneficial.
Yeah. They're talking about Random Rolls. They said, ultimately, we decided to disable purchase of all year two randomly rolled legendary weapons and armor.
Yeah.
So you are going to have sort of that game of figuring out which ones you want to keep.
Right. And to me, that's where your vault comes into perspective. I mean, you know, we've always had these conversations playing Crucible. I was always an IS Luna guy because I had it. You rocked Palindrome because the one from the vendor was really good.
Yep.
Right. But now, did you ever get a God Roll IS Luna like I did? Like I got.
I didn't get the God Roll.
Yeah, I had Sure Shot IS, Rifle Barrel, Hidden Hand, and like it was.
You had the God Roll.
I had the God Roll. It was amazing. And I don't think you ever got that. So the Palindrome with Icarus that the vendor sold was probably like the next best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be good.
So the whole Random Roll thing, it just means like, so anything in the future that we collect, we're back to the same problem, aren't we?
I mean, if some of it is, if you have 500 slots now when, Yeah, I mean, so none of the random roll stuff can be collected.
Ultimately, we decided to disable purchase of all year two randomly rolled legendary weapons and armor. So you can have them in your collection.
I don't think it's going to be a problem in year two. In year three, maybe. But 500 slots is a lot of inventory. I don't think we're going to have that problem. So especially since literally all the legendaries we have now, we can just delete.
Yeah.
So it is funny that now we're talking about this. We read these things, and we are now just like recording a little bit earlier. So we react instantaneously. It's weird when this is very fresh to not see it yet in the game and then go, oh, 500 slots is a lot. Mm-hmm. But it depends, on how many things we can collect in Destiny over the next few years, for sure. Right?
No, so. I totally agree. But we are missing one very important thing. Shaders. I have bolded it out.
Yeah.
No cost to apply shaders, but there is a cost to acquire shaders from collections. And then they gave a quick example. Let's say you got that sweet rage shader and you want to apply it immediately at no cost. You can apply it to everything you have, but you need to pay a little glimmer to reacquire it. So what that means you basically have unlimited shaders now. As long as you have the glimmer to acquire it, you don't have to pay glimmer to apply it.
Is shader gate over?
I love making my Guardian look swag.
I mean, it's the end game. Of
no,
Destiny
it is
too. It
and
really
right
is.
Right now, the biggest problem is like, oh, I really like the shader. I only have 8 of these.
Yeah,
I'm not going to use them.
Yeah, you just buy them.
Yeah,
yeah. If you delete your shaders right now, if they're from the Eververse, you get Bright Dust, right?
It's with certain ones, I guess,
and the other ones you get Glimmer.
Yeah.
So you could, if you don't care about your shaders, now might be a good time to delete them while you get.
Yeah,
for
they did say in the update if a shader gives you Bright Dust when you dismantle it, it will cost Bright Dust to obtain
acquire.
It.
Acquire.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the challenge is knowing which ones you've acquired that give you Bright Dust. Like, I don't know that. And unless you have like some kind of chart.
Yeah, this
to go
is great.
That,
I'm about to go ham on all my shaders.
collection items will come out close to your current power level, but will require infusion to be ready for endgame activities. This is a delicate balance of making sure collections don't create a leveling exploit, but still providing items that are usable right away in most activities.
Yep.
So that's good. Comes out about your light level. You can throw on your mod or whatever they're going to do there.
Yeah.
And this is really good. I'm very, very happy that there is finally a solution for the collection issue. My initial reaction, though, about the random rolls, I'm like, you're just creating a future problem for your inventory space. You've solved it, but now you're going to make the problem again in year two. So I'm wondering, like, there has to be something I missed. There's no way they're going to fix the problem, but then introduce the same problem immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
There has to be something I missed.
In the TWAB, they did say that they are looking for long-term solutions.
Yeah.
So they acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm. So I always joke that episode 125, Steven laughs every time I say this.
Yeah.
It was the episode that we were talking about, did you like random rolls or not? And I mean, I think for the most part, we all agree that beneficial in some ways from an inventory standpoint, but it was the chase and it was exciting. So overall, are you glad random rolls are coming back, or did you like the current way it was where you got better devils and it did not roll with anything?
I don't think this is going to be the same as it was in Destiny 1. I think it's going to be different, and I think we need to see more before we decide if it's good or not. Because if it's like the current system, none of the stats really matter besides your range and stuff like that. Those are the stats I'm more interested in. Range, rate of fire. Like, what's the Ikelio shotgun? That's the one everybody wants right now because it has the buff.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's rolls like that, that's interesting. But if it's just like, what's a roll right now on a weapon?
Like, I get what you're saying. It's going to be like standard kind of, let's
boring
say, boring stuff. Perks like I can't think of a boring
if that's
perk right
the random
now.
Roll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite perk right now? I think of everything.
Sliding. That's my favorite perk.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, okay. Like,
I mean, kill clip. Kill clip is probably one of the better ones. Yes. I think.
For a hand cannon, I want kill clip. I want outlaw.
Outlaw. Yeah. Rampage.
Rampage.
Yeah. Also like that, really good. So what other perks that, I mean, everybody talks about Firefly and what are the major D1 perks? Like Icarus, obviously, for in-air jumping accuracy was also cool too, but
I can't. No perks really stand.
Third eye.
Yeah.
I love third eye.
Like in D1, it was range finder. It was luck in the chamber. It was
luck in the chamber,
it was
right?
Icarus. It was.
Yeah.
It was Outlaw. It was stuff like that. But yeah. D2 perks are kind of – they're a little bit average.
Yeah.
So the life one was good?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you got a kill, sometimes you get health back.
Fast. Yeah.
Life support, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, life support with Red Death. Yeah. It's in Crimson. But, yeah, I hope they definitely introduce some newer perks that we're chasing mm-hmm. within the context of this random roll grind.
Yeah.
I hope there's some new things that come to the forefront.
All right. So this is all good. Before we get into the Crucible update, let's just go over the calendar as a whole. So here's what we got coming up. July 3rd and 9th, we have faction rallies, which are terrible. Mayhem, Crucible, and Bungie Day. So that's July 3rd to 9th.
Why?
July 10th to 16th, we have Iron Banner and Guardian Con, which we're going to be at.
Yes.
We will.
We all.
Steven, I don't think he's going.
Not going.
Hold the floor. So we have one more Iron Banner. I've got to get a few more super kills to figure out those ornaments. July 17th to 23rd, update 1.2.3. This is a big update. This is when you get those exotic armors we talked about last week.
Yep.
You can watch that episode to hear what's going on there, and the Crucible update that we're going to talk about in a second, amongst other things. We're going to faction rallies are over, thankfully, and Supremacy Crucible is over. I don't like
Wait,
faction
they're
rallies.
They're not over yet.
Okay. Oh. Rand doesn't like faction rallies. You don't, I'm not doing them. I'm not going to do them. The grind sucks.
So let's address some of the comments that we see. It's like, oh, you guys are whining about the grind. They gave you a grind.
It's Bungie's better than this. That's all I'll say. I'm not going to get too salty because I'm like, I'm just not going to play this. I'm not going to play this event. It's poorly designed. It's a World of Warcraft grind mechanic that's terrible.
So I definitely
factions were better before.
So I definitely will say that what they've done to grind loot caves or lost sectors, I'm not doing that. Teddy and I were talking about it. It was like, takes way too long. I'm just going to play Crucible in the regular
10 hours thing. To hit 50.
Yeah, and get it.
You get three. We get three.
Yeah.
So we have three opportunities to get the catalyst.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But the grind is there. So what I love about Bungie, and I joke about this all the time, is it's like everybody's like, oh, it's too easy. It's too easy. You know, make the grind. And like if you look at things like the previous Iron Banner from D1, not too bad. Pretty easy to get. You know, get level up one character, and then you get a buff on all your other two. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now it's like, boom. There's always this like, hey, it's too easy. All right. Bang.
Yeah.
Stop whining.
It's not that it's hard. It's just, it's very boring.
It's tedious.
Like not, it's like the Destiny 1 exotic sword material.
It is hard and it is kind of like spin metal acquiring, but at least there's a path to it. You're aware of what you're doing, what you're getting, but are you going to loot lost sectors for 10 hours?
No.
I'm
straight up not going to do it. I'm not going to support a poor grind. And challenge them to create something better.
Yeah, I mean,
and if they want me to come up with something, sure, give me a call.
There you go.
But they don't care. They have their own minds made up about how they're going to handle faction rallies. This is what they decided this time. They didn't listen to what the community wanted.
I will say this.
They wanted a harder challenge. They gave us more token farming.
So
I'm very unhappy with faction rallies.
Tokens is the question. Like, you know, it's the thing that like it's basically XP, and it allows you to bank it whenever you want. So it's the same thing but kind of different, but it feels different when you're cashing in everything all at once because then you get a bunch of garbage that you're just deleting. So there's a couple problems that arose from that. But I personally liked Iron Banner, Trials, all these other activities because when you had progressive bounties like daily bounties or weekly bounties.
Bounties are coming back.
Bounties are coming back. To me, this is like an intermittent thing because they're probably designing the bounty system to do a lot of those things. And I tremendously miss the bounty system for everything. PvP, PvE, raids, and all that stuff. Bounties were super fun because they just allowed you to do this thing and get some rewards for the activities you kind of were already doing anyways.
Yeah, I just...
Because daily bounties are fun, but you don't get a chance to... There's no picking them. They just show up in your inventory. When you can stack and pick and choose what you're doing and how you want to play the game, it feels a little bit more enjoyable because you have a choice over what you're doing. The token grind, thing, the lost certificate thing, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to do it.
Well, that's how you min-max. I mean, you could just pledge the one faction and that's all you do for the three events and then you miss out on the other gear. There's no path to obtain the catalyst.
And that's the issue.
Besides doing faction rallies and you're tying this hugely coveted item that's going to go away in 2 months.
Which is the issue. I want to get Graviton right now. And so everybody's like, oh, why are you pledging, you know, FWC to get Sunshot? I was like, I was at E3, didn't get a chance to grind, you know, for Graviton and I want that. So that's
best case scenario, you can only get two of them ever.
And that's the problem. So now because I can only do one character, I probably will only get Graviton and then hope for a drop for the other one. So I wish that you could, infinitely grind out faction rallies, not for a limited time, for a period. And hopefully, they maybe address that. But, we'll see.
July 14th to 30th, faction rally winners, nobody, and doubles Crucible playlist. Wow. July 31st, Solstice of Heroes starts. That's exciting.
Boom. Full salt.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm being a very negative Nancy, even more so than normal. It's faction rallies are incredibly disappointing to me. I thought something better would be happening when they said they were going to adjust them and reevaluate.
Yeah.
I think there's some things going on, like having coveted items to chase. But, man, the grinds is not fun. The grind needs to be adjusted. And, like, I don't mind grinding stuff, but when the optimal grind is go do a Lost Sector with 100% renown and full set of armor, it's like Lost Sectors aren't that fun either. Lost Sectors need a rework.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Lost Sectors were great. The first time.
The first time you did one.
Yeah, and then it's like, okay.
Go into a cave, kill the bad guy.
Yeah.
I always thought the Lost Sector was going to be potentially like this thing where maybe you went in and killed the bad guy, and then all of a sudden, you know, if you had a bunch of people in your team, like a portal would open up or something, and then, you know, you'd go back to Destiny 1 things, there was something in there that you just spawn into another cushion and then fight with a bunch of people. Like, that's kind of what Escalation Protocol is, so I appreciate what Escalation Protocol is.
Or you would reclaim that area. What if you cleared all the Lost Sectors and you reclaim the area and you develop this story narrative from your ghost that tells you about the history of each of them and what you've done to improve the planet by collecting all the Lost Sectors and freeing the area from enemy encampments.
And maybe with some of these things that they're developing coming up, that might be in there, because there is like triumph type things. There is collection stuff. And I hope they do utilize all the Lost Sectors to tell or have that kind of story where you're able to, achieve something with some lore attached to as well.
Yeah. So I'm just going to pass on faction rallies. I'm not going to complain about them. I'm just not going to do them. Let's talk about the Crucible. There's some major Crucible updates coming around the corner. What? I'm just not going to do
it. I know. See, I love that. I mean, I've known you for a while now. I just love it because this is you. You're honest about it, and it's just so casual and so matter of fact. Anyways, continue. I apologize.
Well, it's like, look, I'll try it out again when they give it another shot at it. Yeah. This mode isn't that great. Take another crack.
Honest feedback.
I think the community is in line with me, right? Every comment I'm seeing on Reddit and everything.
I don't think anyone's actually having fun with the faction.
Yeah, I think they're doing it. They wanted, and the thing is, they want the grind. So they want the grind. It's the window. It's the fact that you can only do it for a certain time. I think if the grind was there and you could progressively do it over the span of a month, or if it was just there at your own leisure, it's the window of time that makes it tricky.
Yeah. There's another way to handle that. Let you pledge the factions year round and make a special event.
You're competing against
where you compete against each other, where you really want to kick it up a notch and pledge to your faction.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, there's a bunch of changes coming to Crucible. And one of the more positive items about Destiny 2 that we got news about this week was Valor. Valor is now going to be added from Competitive, Crucible Labs, Iron Banner, and Trials. That is excellent news.
Along with
a plethora of other PvP notes that both of you guys really want to dive into. So, Steven, you actually went ahead and wrote down all these notes.
Yeah, there was actually a lot of meat in this TWAB today.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
The thing that stuck out to me was Rumble is a full-time playlist now, or not, will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the biggest thing is Glory, players will be matched using your Glory rank.
Mm-hmm.
There is no longer SBMM.
Yay.
Which is terrible.
I mean, explain why, because Steven and I have had this problem in games where you did say to me, you're like, hey, we're going to jump in here, we'll play two games and watch how bad we'll destroy these people.
Yeah.
And we literally beat them by like 30 points and like, now watch the next game. And then we never won anymore since
that
time. It's just like there's some sort of skill-based matchmaking involved with Glory. And I'm like 1,200. Like, I'm not even high. I'm not high at Glory rank at all. And I'm matching like 4,500, 4,600. Like, I'm matching people that I know.
Yeah.
Because of how good they are.
All the time.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
All the damn time.
So it's not like you might get a chance to win. It's
T1.
Oh, there they are again. Yeah.
Look, it's Lumi.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously. Like, I will be matching players that I know from Destiny 1 that I know are great players.
Yeah.
And it's because skill-based matchmaking, and it makes that grind for the Redrix Claymore, like, unbearable. Because I am constantly sweating every single game at, like, the lowest tier rank of Glory.
In the Glory.
Yeah. But now you're going to be matching opponents that are similar rank to you. The higher you climb, the tougher the opponents. So I'm super happy about that. I might start grinding Glory again.
That's why I haven't even started, because I know, like, as soon as I start hearing something's a bad system, like faction rallies, I know Bungie's going to look at it and evaluate and create a better system. So I'm like, why am I even going to bother right now?
Yeah.
They're going to fix it.
It's like a true, ranking system.
Yeah.
Now, because you're matched with other ranks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The other thing that stood out to me is they are updating the control win score to 150. It was previously 125 and 6v6. And they are updating Clash win score to 100, previously from 50, but that's a 4v4 playlist. What that means is you can get like insanely high kill games. And with the sandbox changes coming in Forsaken, it could be a good time.
Yeah. That's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah, it'd be a really good time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
You also didn't address one of the more positive adjustments, and I think that's joining in progress games no longer will penalize you for losing.
Nice.
Yeah. And I actually think that's something that just needed to happen. So like, if that's you join and you win, it's still a positive count, but if you lose and you join a mid in progress game, it doesn't count negatively to your Valor.
Yep.
Yeah. Which great change.
It was Valor, right? Not Glory?
Valor. There is no penalty if you join an in-progress game and you lose.
And that was one of the big complaints I saw all over on the internet. It's like, hey, like, we're working our butts off to get this coveted item, and you're punishing me for joining a team and a game in progress? That's a bummer.
Yeah.
So
really good changes. Like, there's a lot of good quality of life Crucible changes.
I have to address one small thing really quick.
Yep.
What's that?
Syntacepts are okay.
I'll give it
to you guys.
That's
there it
the
is.
Closest
They're
all right. Destin Legere apology I'll ever get.
They're all right.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll
no,
right here.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even cover the other thing. I didn't even cover the other thing. They're removing supremacy from the pool of available game modes. I hate supremacy.
Get out.
Oh,
really?
But it is going to come back as like a weekly playlist.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like kill confirm. Like,
just never play it.
Yeah. See, I didn't mind it in Destiny.
It goes so long.
It does. And I didn't mind it in Destiny 1 because you could rock a shotgun and like have a different play style and have ammo
Destiny
all the time.
Destiny 2 is just like you're laning and then you kill a bunch of people and there's a bunch of crests and it's like, no, you go for it. No, you go for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I'm
it's
not
like,
going for
you're
it.
You're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die. Go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I think that's really good as well.
We're about to get into raid layers, but CJ, we wanted to actually address something about Gambit that we talked about last week. Lars Bakken tweeted at us because we had experienced Gambit at E3 and we were melting the bosses fairly fast. We were concerned about that and we brought up that concern and he responded.
And there were other people that were concerned about it as well. So the issue was, is in the conversation, you had asked me like, hey, do you want to go over the details of Gambit? And I made the assumption, that's always bad, that everybody knew all the details and thought that we didn't have time, and we really typically don't have time to go through all the things over again. I was aware of the Primeval Slayer buff. You were.
We were all aware.
You were. We
were still all to the bosses.
Yeah, we were aware that that is, and we factored that into our conversation. Our concern is we didn't have optimal DPS weapons at the event. Shotgun for Escalation Protocol is disgusting right now.
Yep.
So is a bunch of other things, and all we're saying is, we understand that the boss is like tankier or you're not doing much damage or as much damage when you first spawn, but the issue is the invasion part is super fun. You need to be able to do that once. And if you melt the boss, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Needs to be a gate, some kind of activity. Here's what Lars was basically saying.
Yeah, so basically he said they actually talked about this issue and they've adjusted it since E3. CJ's bringing up the exact quote. What I'm doing right now is called vamping.
Nicely done.
And allowing CJ to bring up the
thing. I got it. Yo, Destin, Fran, Steven and CJ, you're concerned about melting the Primeval in Gambit prematurely is a great point. It's something a few people from the community haven't mentioned. Great point. And people are pointing out, we've got good plans to solve this, and those changes were not in the E3 build.
Interesting.
So
we experienced was a quicker kill time, and it's going to be addressed in the full build. That's fantastic.
Which is great, and that's all we're saying. It wasn't a complaint about the Gambit mode itself. It's really great. To me, I think Gambit's going to be one of these things that actually between the PvE and PvP players where the community's kind of split, this mode I think will bring a lot of people into it, and I really hope it does get some kind of trials treatment where you maybe win 3 games in a row and get a treasure or something, because I think it's going to be a great, great game mode.
You know what I'm really excited about? July 17th, it's right around the corner, and we're going to be getting Guardian Con during that week, but we're also getting the Raid Lairs. Raid Lairs are coming. They're getting changes, including activity modifiers and curated loadouts, which will be the same across both. Raid Lairs are going to be activated at all times for all Raid Lairs that are available. And here's some interesting stuff. two new modifiers, two brand new modifiers, as well as Prism are going to be added as one of the challenge modes. And it's going to drop 400 power weapons via Spire Stars and Eater of Worlds. Now, the 400 power armor will be available via the Summer Solstice. Now, this is really cool. This is how you're going to level up pre-Gambit, pre-Forsaken, and this is how you're going to get your gear up to where it needs to be. So each completion gives you a 400 weapon. Each raid layer has ornaments to acquire, and each has a rare catalyst for weapons. That is awesome. This sounds great so far.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it. Prestige raid layers will be getting curated weapon suites, i.e. you must use an SMG sniper scout and an activity modifier each week. Modifiers designed to provide guardians with an advantage over enemies, and they can lead into it. Curated weapon suites break the meta mold, makes the game different. And yeah, you can switch stuff as long as it's within the archetype.
Yeah.
So yeah, this sounds cool. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for raid layers. You guys are going to try it out, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Like right now, I've done all the raids multiple times, but I don't do them anymore because it's just the same thing over and over again. Like you'll go in with...
You've defeated them, right?
Yeah.
So,
what's boring to me is there's the optimal raid loadout, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have your tractor
shotgun.
Cannon or you have your shotgun. You have like your optimal DPS. Now when they're forcing you into these curated weapon suites, and the example was like SMG sniper scouts, you no longer have like the tractor cannon or no longer have a rocket launcher to do DPS. So you have to alter your loadouts. And then as a byproduct of that, you're also using different exotic armors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like what is the SMG? I'm blanking. The SMG exotic armor for Titans.
The SMG? The purple pauldrons?
Man, I don't know what
Doom Fang pauldrons?
No, it's
the other ones?
It gives you
the legs that have
They're legs.
Yeah,
so like if
I can't remember the name, I'm blanking on it.
Yeah, I'm blanking on it as well. But like for instance, like if you have to use two SMGs, you use that. Like what else would you use that?
Yeah.
So they're giving us more exotic choices. They're making it more fun. I'm actually pretty excited for that.
Yeah, these are going to be fun. And it gives you another reason to hop into raid layers. It gives you more challenge. That's just it. And you have the power level grind. So that's our favorite part, I think, is figuring out the tricks that you need to level up your character. And that's why when a new piece of content drops, we like devour it.
Yeah.
And we feel kind of like we've finished Warmind, so to speak. Like there's still grindy things we can do. Like I haven't gotten the sword yet, but I know that's always going to be there. Right. It's not something I need to go do today.
Yeah.
I can do that whenever.
Well, and a lot of the weapons too from Nightfalls and all the other stuff. Like, there's a bunch
DFA.
Of
DFA.
Yeah, DFA and the sniper, Silk Hunter. Yeah. And for me, like, you know, people say, you know, has Warmind improved Destiny? It's like, yeah, it has. Like, I think, again, we talk about is the time right to get back into Destiny. Forsaken, I think, is really good. Mm-hmm. Warmind was a lot of the things that we wanted, and it's in there. You can tell that now with the stuff on the horizon. Like, right now, it's super hard to play Destiny 2 after playing Gambit with the power weapon slots.
Ugh, it's hard.
It's difficult. And I remember talking, I think, to Lars or somebody like, hey, or I saw a tweet where they're like, you know, you guys have no idea how difficult it is for us creating it and then going home and playing the build when inside the studio we're going, all right, well, this is much better and that's coming out soon. Like, we know, guys. So, it's different.
Yeah, I wonder what they're doing with the, you know, I complain a lot about faction rallies. And it's a complaint. I think they can do better.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They probably are.
Yeah.
They're choosing to not
I can't say, wait till they can talk about it.
Yeah. They're choosing to not say anything and like strategically release the content. And I mean, to me, that's some of the magic of Destiny. I stopped being frustrated about, you know, you're playing a beta and all that stuff. Like those are the comments I see. And it's like, nah, man, like Destiny is the journey of just experiencing it on a weekly
highs
basis.
And lows,
that's what it is. So
yeah. And if you don't like something, just don't play it. And that's why I'm skipping faction rallies.
Yeah.
he was going to say that.
Yeah.
Are you skipping faction rallies?
Yeah, I said that 847 times this episode. So let's recap really quick everything that we talked about on this week's episode because there was a lot. Collections, fantastic.
Good.
It's really, really good to hear.
Yeah.
Slightly concerned about the random roll thing because I feel like they're reverting to the same problem they had in year one. And by the end of year two, we're going to be back to square one.
But it's exciting, and I'm glad random rolls are coming back. To me, that was a thing that it was probably a big discussion. The joke is, you know, all the better devils. I mean, that is something that just carried forward. So I think that they had to do that. So the fact that it's coming back, I think, is a good thing.
True. Crucible update. Thank you. Thank you for making the Valor changes. I might actually chase Redrick's Claymore now.
Yep.
I'm terrible at PvP. But I mean, it'll be something to
Are
do.
Are you going
to
use something Synthesems, Destin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's the lunge range.
Yeah.
It's the lunge range helps you a lot. Like when you've gotten to a gunfight, that's what it is. It's not about getting the other kills. It's the lunge range.
Yeah.
It gives you that bonus.
Yeah.
When you explained it that way, I kind of got it. He sits next to me and he explains it.
If you're a hunter, Destin, also use worm husk.
Oh, I've heard of I've heard.
just in case.
Finally, raid layers are coming right around the corner. You're going to have new challenges. You can get that 400 gear and summer solstice event July 31st, which will be after the raid layers are active. Raid layers July 17th and then July 31st. You can get that armor. So get your gear.
Boom.
For weapons, and then get your gear for armor, and you're good to go. I can't wait to try out the new exotic changes. This is all good news. There's a lot of cool stuff coming in Destiny, thankfully, and it's all leading towards September. How do you guys feel about these?
Yeah, for me, I mean, that was some of our Gambit discussion last week. Like, with the exotics changing, that was our concern. Like, what's the Warlock Rift Pool one? Help me out. Sorry. I'm blanking on it. I was going to say Synthesis.
Luna Boots?
The Luna Faction. Yeah.
Escalation.
Yeah, to me, like, that's the thing, right? When you have those items in Gambit and other things, to me, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that happens that might be different than the E3 build. So
Forsaken's going to be a totally different game, I think.
It is.
It's going to be not totally different, but it's going to feel very different.
And people were kind of saying, you guys are complaining they're going to nerf stuff. Like, no, we're not advocating for nerfs. Like, we're actually in Gambit talking about...
Never said that word before.
I know. We're talking about a gate or something to help the match carry on a little longer. We don't want items nerf. I love all this craziness that is happening in PvP and PvE.
And the solution Lars brought up sounds exactly like what we wanted.
It really does. And he was saying, I think we have a pretty good solution for it. You know, we're tweeting back and forth, and that's the thing. I don't know if we'll probably see it at Guardian Con because I think there's going to be
they're bringing a Gambit build. So is it the E3 build? Is it a new one?
We're not sure. So people are going to be able to play it there and assess for themselves. But they're aware of this, and they had the community summit for that reason. So all the things that I know people are like, oh, I think Miss Watts mentioned this in a video. There's tons of information right now. I apologize. We are not on top of it 100% at all times, but there's so much content coming out now that we, genuinely do our best. And I apologize when we make mistakes, but we were actually, I think, pretty accurate on that one.
Yeah, pretty accurate. About our experience at E3.
Yeah, but I appreciate the comments. I mean, all the time, our Fireteam Chat YouTube comments are actually pretty good. So I try to engage with a lot of people who say some good things. And if you don't say good things, that's okay too. As long as you kind of just let us know, hey, it's been, appreciate you watching the show and interact in that kind of way. I'm fine to, like, handle some of the not so good ones as well, because they're fair. I mean, they're just like we criticize them, I expect people to criticize us.
Yeah. So thank you to the nice people and keep being mean. I think that's what CJ's getting.
Kind of. But that's good. Yeah. Steven, yeah.
That's actually,
what are you excited about?
Yeah. What do you think, Steven?
I just want September to be here.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I actually launched.
It's the lull period, right?
Yeah, like I launched Destiny 2 yesterday, and I pledged to my faction. Then I was just like, man, I need to play Gambit.
I know.
Yeah. It's like, I just can't wait. I think all these changes, with more changes, including that huge sandbox update, it's going to be pretty fun. Like, I can honestly see myself playing Destiny 2 for hours every day again.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was. Gambit was really fun. Like, that is the slight, criticism was not de-emphasizing the fun we had.
No, like,
I'm really
excited for Gambit.
It's going to be really cool to play with your friends.
Yeah. It's really good.
For sure.
So,
all right, guys, that's all we have time for this week. Thank you so much for watching. And until next week, Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.